We are joined now by Bradley Graham, who's on leave from his job as a Pentagon reporter for the Washington Post, to write a book about missile defense. It's called Hit to Kill, The New Battle Over Defending America Against Missile Attack. Mr. Graham, remind us of why the ABM Treaty, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, came into existence in the very first place, please.
It came into existence nearly 30 years ago on the theory that the best way to prevent nuclear war was to leave both the United States and the Soviet Union vulnerable to attack by the other.
And that was called mutual assured destruction, one of those great words back from that time.
That's right. The acronym for that is MAD, and a number of people have ever since considered that logic to be MAD.
The ABM Treaty allowed, in the end, one missile defense system in the U.S. and one in the Soviet Union.
Yes, well, originally the treaty allowed for two systems, and that was then amended for one to one apiece. And the U.S. actually, very briefly, for several months at the end of 1975 and early 1976, had a system operating. It operated in North Dakota, and it defended some ICBM silos, but that was discontinued as not feasible and too costly.
Now, we go then to SDI in the time of Mr. Reagan's Star Wars, and the idea then, I gather, was to have something even as outlandish as space-based interceptors that would destroy the Soviet rockets when they were in their boost phase.
It was a very ambitious vision for a shield that would guard against massive Soviet attack, that is, attacked by thousands and thousands of Soviet missiles, and would be based in space as well as have other land and sea-based components.
It was terribly expensive, both for the United States and the Soviet Union, and Mr. Reagan has given some credit, SDI given credit for helping end the Cold War with this idea. But was it ever practical? Do you see any value in that sort of defense system, or even a theater-based missile defense system?
I think scientific opinion today largely acknowledged that that technology was still very fanciful, and to this day, space-based weapons are the research on them still suggests that they're at least a decade or so away, if then. But work in the last decade has focused on a land-based system, and that work was stepped up under the Clinton administration. And that shows some promise of working in a limited degree against limited attack, as do some sea-based alternatives.
Now, Mr. Bush was not very specific about what it might look like. What do you think it might look like? Would cities be protected?
Well, the idea is for a national system that would protect all 50 states, cities, as well as suburbs and farms. The architecture is it was not defined, the kind of architecture that the Bush administration has in mind, and I don't think they're ready yet to be very definite. I think they agree that a lot of experimentation still needs to be done, not just on a land-based system, but on sea and even space-based alternatives. The president today did suggest moving ahead rather quickly with some kind of interim measure that could be either sea-based or land-based. But I think it's fair to say that it will be at least several years before we can see anything in place that has any chance at all of being at least partially effective.
Thank you, Mr. Graham.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bradley Graham of the Washington Post, now working on a book about missile defense.